It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. What is Google? A search engine that also runs a social network, or a social network fueled by a search engine? Well, that's beginning to get a bit muddy now that Google has made what it calls the most radical transformation ever in how it displays search results. In a change rolling out over the next several weeks, Google will heavily favor results from its own Google Plus social network. If you search for pizza, you may see people you know on Google Plus sharing their recommendations on pizza places before you see the websites for those places. Results from other Google properties like YouTube or the Picasa photo service will get called up quickly too, says Danny Sullivan, editor of Search Engine Land.
Say you have a family member and they shared a photo privately with you. Now you can do a search and these private things will actually show up in your search results. Only your search results are only with people who have this stuff shared with them. But it means that you don't have to go to two different places, if you will, to both search the web and search through your own personal material.
Google's treatment of its own results has raised some hackles. The Electronic Privacy Information Center has now asked the Federal Trade Commission to investigate Google. Mark Rotenberg is executive director of the center. He says given Google's dominance in the search market, the elevation of Google Plus is dirty pool.
Well, it's anti-competitive because they are favoring their own content. They're favoring the posts from Google Plus over the type of information that users of Google search might otherwise see. And I think for many people, this is actually going to come as a big surprise. We go to Google search often, and we see a good listing of entries based on our interests and based on popularity.
But the favorable placement of Google Plus isn't just about seeing what your friends like, says Sullivan.
Even if you're not signed into Google and you're completely anonymous to them, when you do a search, now on the right-hand side of the page, it will suggest people that you may want to follow in their Google Plus system. A good example is if you do a search for music. Over on the right-hand side, you get this thing that suggests that you follow maybe Britney Spears or Snoop Dogg. It's almost like they've created a who-to-follow search engine, but it's only who-to-follow on Google+.
And that makes new Google different from old Google. Remember old Google? Clean white background, one search box, fast results.
Google's claim to fame, and one of the things they themselves wanted to do was get you out of Google as fast as possible. That they weren't a destination.
Leading to the question of what is Google now, a portal to the web or a destination?
You have this weird balancing act, I think, that's going on where Google, the search engine, is kind of being co-opted into what Google, the social network, wants it to do.
Danny Sullivan of Search Engine Land. You can find us online at marketplacetech.org. Check out our blog and catch up on some previous shows. On the original Star Trek series, Leonard Bones McCoy was, I believe, a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
Wait, or was he an escalator?
I'm a doctor, not an escalator. Spot.
Okay. Are you sure McCoy wasn't a coal miner?
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
Okay, fine, you're a doctor. And the best tool McCoy had, besides his ability to clarify his job title, was his tricorder, a little handheld device that could scan a patient and tell what was wrong. Well, you want to make some money? A $10 million prize is now being offered for anyone who can make a real tricorder. It needs to scan for 15 diseases and weigh no more than 5 pounds. Could it be built? Well, we'll see. Certainly seems more possible than beaming someone up. But you'd have to be a pretty great engineer to build that. I wonder if Bones McCoy could have built it.
I'm a doctor, not an engineer.
No, guess not. This is Marketplace Tech Report, not Car Talk. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.